Tonight's shir, Simin Chavav, Din Misha Ein Lo Ela Tefila Achas. The halach of a person only has one tefillin. Seif Aleph, Im Ein Lo Ela Tefila Achas. If he only has one tefila, Meniach Osashiyesh Lo Mevarchala. So he puts on the one he has and makes a bracha. Should call Achas Mitzvah Bifnei Atzma. Each one is its own mitzvah, and it's not ma'akev one the other. Or even if the same halacha will be true if he has both tefillin, and because of some extenuating circumstance, he can only put on one. So he puts on the one that he can. If there's some kind of oinis that prevents him from putting on one, he puts on the other one. Let's say he has an injury on his head or his arm. Or he is going to leave and the caravan isn't going to wait for him to put on both. He puts on the one that he can. So which one is more important? If you could only put on one, which one do you put on? Some say it's better to put on the tefillin shel rosh alone because it has more kedusha. Others say, put on the shayad for the meantime, not to change the order in the Torah. But when is this an issue? When on the road, he'll be able to put on the second tefillin. But if later he will not get a chance to put on the second, then before you leave your house in the morning, put on both. Delay in getting on the way is not an allowance to not do the mitzvah tefillin. Turn the page back to the Be'er Halacha. He puts on the one that he has. Even if it's only the shel rosh, and we ignore the idea that there has to be two when you have the tefillin shel rosh. Even when you say Shema and Shmon Esrei, Mutar lo lilbosh achas, he can just wear one. V'lo yachash l'masha oimer achach ba'atzmo be'kriyei Shema k'shartem v'goymer v'ena mekayim. He doesn't have to worry about he's going to say in Kriyei Shema k'shartem and he's not doing it. To cause the davka miyeshlo she'achol l'nichem. If he has the shayad, then he has to put him on. Mashen can bezeh. He doesn't have the shayad, so he's an honest, so he just puts on the shavosh. And if he anticipates he'll get the tefillin shayad before this man kriyishma elapses, if he's the kind of person who wears this tefillin for kriyishma and shmon esrei exclusively, and he wants to put them on and daven, such a person should certainly wait until he gets the other bias tefillin. For the yikra kriyas shma tefila b'tefila achas, and not to say shma shmon esrei with one, kimchi dain lo avra zman kriyas shma, since this man kriyas shma has not elapsed. Avlam dark a little bush tefila not tefila shalom bizman kriyas shma, but if he wears tefila even not during this man, for what's the art a little bush kriyas shma levatol mitzvah tefila me'elav, and he wants to wear now because he doesn't want to miss out on the mitzvah. Pasha to yachal love from take of the bracha leim, so it's pasha he could put on what he has and make a bracha. Achlin likos ben kriyas shma, but as far as saying shma near the yishlo hamti should wait. Until he gets the second bias of the tefillin. Seif base. Im einu meniach ela shel rosh levad. If he's only putting on tefillin shel rosh, mevarach aleh al mitzvah tefillin levad, he just says the bracha al mitzvah tefillin. The Amar says, Ludidon, according to us, the nohagin levarach b'chol yom shtei brachas, every day we say two brachas on tefillin, mevarach al shel rosh levad shtei brachas, and on the shel rosh alone say two brachas, the lehaniach and al mitzvahs. If he's only putting on the shayad, mevarach laniach levad, just say lahaniach. Mishnebur sefkon beis uli didan de nohagin v'goyim v'chulu. According to us, the minig is to say two brachas every day. K'mo shabi arnu b'simen chafei mishnebur sefkon lamanaf. And shum, like we explained in simen chafei mishnebur, look back there in sefkon lamanaf. Sefkon gimel mevarach laniach. If you're only putting on the shayad, just say lahaniach. Ayin b'pima godim. If you look in pima godim. Shevi oid poiskim, he brings more poiskim. The sphere who hold the afa shal yad levad na mevarach shtei brachas, that even the shal yad to say both the haniach and al mitzvahs. For the halacha eskimo achronim, but the halacha the achronim agree, the ain mevarach al shiad el al haniach levad, that if you're only putting on the shal yad, you only steal haniach. The blav hachi harbi rishonim sphere luhu da filo shtei nami ain mevarach al achas. Anyway, many rishonim hold that even on both, you only say one bracha. If you put on both and didn't make a bracha at all, so the din is make a bracha as long as they're on. If he first said al mitzvahs and then the haniach, he doesn't say al mitzvahs again. If you put on shayad without a bracha, you should make the bracha and then put on the shalvash. So what troubles me in this halacha, and it's not addressed by Mishnah Berurah, is the mechaber. Mechaber shita is when you put on tefillin shayad and shalvash, you only say laniach tefillin. If you speak between the shayad and the shalvash, then you say al mitzvahs on the shalvash. But otherwise, we don't say al mitzvahs on the shalvash. The bracha of the shalvash is lohaniach. You say lohaniach on the shalyad and the shalvash. So Mechaber says, if you don't have a shalyad, you only have a shalvash, you make one bracha, al mitzvahs tefillin. What's pshat? Every day, according to Mechaber, the bracha of a shalvash is lohaniach tefillin. It's for the shalyad and the shalvash. Why, if I only have one, am I making al mitzvahs? Where does that come from? And I didn't see it discussed in the more recent Svarim. So I pulled out an old sefer from the early 1600s called Ateres Vinachas Svitz, a Peres Shulchan Aruch. This is before the Shulchan Aruch was printed with Magen Avraham and Taz. It's just his parish on the Shulchan Aruch. And he addresses this question. He says that you only make al mitzvahs tefillin and not lohaniach because it doesn't say keshira by the shalrosh. Lahaniach has to do with ukashartem. So when you're doing ukashartem, when you're doing the shalyad, you can say lahaniach, and that goes for both. But if there's no ukashartem on the shalrosh, it never says ukashartem on the shalrosh, then the baruch lahaniach isn't sugapast. He goes on to say, it doesn't say kashir by the shalrosh, v'hakol hu b'chlal hanocha, v'eino shayich bo overlas yasin, and there's no overlas yasin. Therefore, you don't say lahaniach, which teaches you overlas yasin. I haven't figured out yet what that means. I don't know what that means. There's no overlas yasan. It's all b'chal hanocha. V'hoyu l'totof, it should be on the head. So I'm not sure what he's trying to say, but clearly he's saying v'haniach doesn't sugapas if it's just shalosh. V'haniach is for shalyad and shalosh. But if it's no shalyad, that's why the Mechaber says you can't say v'haniach because there's no kashartim. And again, the word v'haniach implies before you're about to put it on. So I'm not sure why he says that doesn't apply to Shavosh either.